Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gun violence in South Africa. Non-government organization Gun Free South Africa's latest firearm control briefing report shows that South Africa's gun violence epidemic kills 30 people a day, injures 180 more, and costs the country billions of rands in direct and indirect cost. We wanted to find out a little bit more about this. Claire Taylor, researcher at Gun Free South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, morning, Howard, to everyone listening.
So this research, these findings are absolutely staggering.
They are. And to also note that in Gauteng province, that gunshots have overtaken traffic accidents as the leading cause of death. So the gun violence epidemic in South Africa is very serious and needs to be taken very seriously by government.
How seriously is it being taken?
Not enough at all. We saw what can be done with response to the COVID-19 epidemic. And Gun Free South Africa has been calling on government to take the gun violence epidemic as seriously. And that means two interventions. The one is to really take concerted efforts to mop up illegal guns in this country and ensure that they're destroyed. And that's a real concern for everyone in this country. But secondly, to more strictly regulate legal guns. And the reason we are focusing on legal guns is because almost every single illegal gun starts its life as a legal weapon. They are not like the drugs trade, where drugs are manufactured illegally.
Right.
These guns start their lives legally and then they leak into the illegal pool. So we have to tighten controls over life.
I thought that we had very stringent controls on firearms in South Africa. I know that if I wanted to go and buy a gun, it would be quite a process for me to be able to acquire one, surely.
So we have a very good law on paper. And that is the problem with so many of our laws in South Africa. So the law isn't being implemented, but there are also loopholes in the law. And so we are looking at ways to both increase oversight over the implementation and enforcement of the law, but also close loopholes.
So what does that mean, really, just the implementation of it?
Both. So it is tightening loopholes. For example, if somebody is found guilty and has a protection order issued against them, they can be declared unfit to own a firearm, but that declaration of unfitness only lasts 5 years. So after 5 years, the person can then get a firearm. And we know, even in cases where men are threatened their partners, they then get a gun after that five-year period. And so a potential amendment is that they have a lifetime ban on being able to own a firearm. They've shown that they are not responsible enough to own a gun. We also know, for example, that there's a very close link between abuse of alcohol and violence.
And you mentioned the COVID COVID pandemic. I mean, if ever we saw anything in terms of in South Africa, we saw how, not that I supported the alcohol ban, but that alcohol ban just totally limited almost, well, not almost, a significant number of violent deaths.
It did reduce all our violent crime in South Africa. But what's interesting is if you drill down to look at the weapon used in murder, in fact, the number of people that were killed with guns didn't decline that significantly. The number of people that were stabbed and beaten to death significantly dropped. And what that tells us is that even when we have increased policing, limits on alcohol, and limits on people's movements, that the ready availability of guns means that people are at risk of gun violence. And we know from America's example, where following COVID and the presidential unrest, or the unrest around the president, that there was a huge increase in gun sales in that country. A similar thing has happened in South Africa following the July unrest, and America is already tracking significant increases in their gun death rate. We will see the same in South Africa. We are already seeing it.
What's interesting is from what you're saying, I mean, your organization is a gun-free South Africa, but you're not really talking about a gun-free South Africa. You're talking about a South Africa that is controlled and responsible in terms of firearms.
What gun-free South Africa does is focus on the evidence. The evidence shows that firearms, handguns, are the biggest source of murder, or the biggest cause of murder in South Africa. So we need to focus on controlling handguns. That is the focus. We need to get handguns out of people's homes. So we support very strongly provisions that would, for example, outlaw or prohibit the owning of a firearm for self-defense. And that's for a number of reasons. Firstly, guns are not effective for self-defense. Secondly, a gun in the home increases the risk to the gun owner and to the family or household members. And thirdly, there's a very real risk that that gun gets lost or stolen and arms a criminal. 24 guns are lost or stolen every day in South Africa. The majority are lost or stolen from civilians. So getting a gun, you risk... You risk arming a criminal.
Right, but that said, until we are confident with law enforcement, I certainly, not that I own a gun, but I would feel very, very nervous to tell people they can't own a gun when we saw, for example, last year in July, where there was a total lack of intelligence, where the police weren't there for people to protect themselves and their homes. Until we have a situation where we can really rely on the police and those who are tasked with being responsible for protecting us, I would be very, I certainly wouldn't want to take the responsibility of telling people that they have no way of protecting themselves.
And Howard, we're not saying that.
No, I realize that, yes.
What we're saying is that a gun is not effective for safeguarding yourself and your family, and in fact puts you, your family, and your wider community at risk by choosing to get a gun. We need to be having other conversations about
that. Correct.
And we need to be holding the state to account.
Yes.
But more than that, and just to say that the majority of murders in South Africa are not crime-related. They are interpersonal. They are the result of arguments and misunderstandings.
Mm, mm.
And so if there is a gun in that mix, you really increase the risk that a death will result from an argument. And in that sense, the police are not going to be able to monitor those kind of interpersonal disputes. Those need to be societal conversations and solutions that are put forward. It's not up to police to be policing relationships between people who know each other.
Mm. Absolutely, a point well made. Claire Taylor, researcher at Gun Free South Africa, talking to us about the violence, the number of deaths that occur every year, every day, in fact,